Renee Nicole Good was an American poet, activist, and mother of three. Her shooting death on Wednesday in Minneapolis at the hand of a U.S. immigration officer casts in sharp relief the challenge of maintaining order when emotions are high and weapons are present. In a report from the scene, today's Monitor addresses a core question. When is or isn't the use of lethal force justified in immigration enforcement? Videos of the incident from multiple angles have played countless times on TV and are viewable online. For now, the key task is to establish the facts. It's Friday, January 9th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning, I'm Linda Feldman. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. French farmers arrived in Paris on tractors on Thursday, blocking access to parts of the city. Producers are angry in part over a European Union trade deal with Mercosur, decades in the works and set to be signed Friday. They say the free trade deal with Latin American nations will create unfair competition. If French food is going to remain something we're known for, one farmer told the Monitor, we need to protect it. The Roman Catholic Church in Spain reached an agreement with the government to compensate people who were sexually abused by clergy. The deal covers cases that occurred too long ago for the law to cover, or that involve a perpetrator who has since died. The deal follows complaints of religious leadership's inadequate handling of cases. Previously, people applied directly to the church, which could be a disincentive. Now, a government ombudsman will review each case. Also, India remains the world's fastest-growing economy, with the latest growth projections outpacing expectations, Reuters reports. The government projected 7.4% growth in the fiscal year that ends in March, despite U.S. tariffs of 50% on some goods. The world's largest country by population is now the fourth largest economy, pushing ahead of Japan. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. The killing of a protester by an ICE agent in Minneapolis on Wednesday has reignited a national debate over the appropriate use of force by federal agents in carrying out immigration raids. Sarah Matusik reports from Minneapolis, with Simon Montlake in Boston and Caitlin Babcock and Sophie Hills in Washington for The Monitor. Euphoria often follows the fall of an unpopular leader. But in Venezuela, where the new U.S.-backed president comes from the same political movement as ousted President Nicolas Maduro, residents are unsure if the political rupture will herald true change. Whitney Ulick and Valentina Gill report from Caracas, Venezuela for The Monitor. When is a NATO ally not a NATO ally? When, like Washington has, it threatens to invade Greenland, the territory of treaty partner Denmark. Flabbergasted European leaders are scrambling to respond to a hitherto unthinkable scenario. Ned Temko reports from London for The Monitor. A measure requiring congressional approval for future military operations is essentially symbolic. Still, it hints at new pushback from the GOP-controlled legislative branch toward the Trump administration. Simon Montlake and Caitlin Babcock report from Boston and Washington for The Monitor. Rural homelessness has increased sharply over the past 5 years, the product of failed businesses, stagnant wages, rising inflation, and shrinking housing supply. Individuals and organizations are doing what they can to help, but they're struggling. Scott Baldoff reports from Three Rivers, Michigan for The Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on crowdsourcing the awe of nature. We can never have enough of nature, New England writer and naturalist Henry David Thoreau declared in his 1854 work, Walden, or Life in the Woods. Given the accelerating discovery of species in recent years, humans are likely to keep having more of nature than Thoreau may ever have imagined. A lot more. We're finding new species at a faster rate than ever before, according to Professor John Weens, author of a recently published University of Arizona-led study. Between just 2015 and 2020, the study documented an average of more than 16,000 new species identified each year. This soaring pace is cause for celebration among the professionals who study insects, amphibians, animals, and even among those who search for new objects in outer space. It is also a tip of the hat to the millions of amateur citizen scientists expanding the world's knowledge and appreciation of nature. New and easy-to-use technology, such as artificial intelligence, is helping to tap into and amplify human awe over natural wonders, both little and large. For instance, photos from a citizen scientist helped Australian researchers identify an entirely new genus, one classification level above species, of praying mantises in 2023. On the interstellar scale, amateurs scanning mountains of data from NASA's Kepler Space Telescope discovered a system of exoplanets outside Earth's solar system. A multitude of apps are helping to democratize science, biology professor Michael Friedman told the site Inside Climate News. They are an equalizer, he said, giving even those without a college degree the ability to do science that's publishable in academic journals. Users of software such as Merlin for birds, or the more general iNaturalist, can upload sound recordings or images that are initially sorted by AI systems. Data from iNaturalist, with an estimated 3 million users, has reportedly been used in more than 4,000 scientific papers. The state of California is partnering with the site to incorporate the data into decision-making tools for conservation. Just as important as the scientific and policy implications, said one of iNaturalist's early developers, is connecting people in nature and getting them excited about what's in their backyards. And perhaps even more important, one might add, is that the same digital technologies driving social isolation and cyberbullying are also demonstrating their positive potential to reinvigorate interpersonal connections. One of iNaturalist's great strengths, a research article noted, is the facilitation of real-time interactions between users from around the globe. Whether experts or amateurs, people of varied backgrounds can now collaborate in ways that can spark conversations and new discoveries about the world and each other. That alone is awesome. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how there's more to be grateful for than the physical senses can show us. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Jing Peng, Ian Case, and Victoria Hoffman.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.